Listen on Demand, brought to you by 680 News.
Gloria, how are you doing?
I'm good. It's a busy time of year.
Oh, my gosh, with all the award shows finally coming to a conclusion. But, you know, as we speak, I'm trying to finalize my packing for England because I'm headed off to London Monday afternoon.
Oh, fantastic. And what are you doing there?
Well, I'm actually going to the Royal World premiere of Alice in Wonderland, the new 3D Johnny Depp movie.
That looks so good.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I saw the movie last night. I'm talking to Johnny and Anne Hathaway and the rest of the cast tomorrow morning here in Los Angeles. And then I'll be connecting with all of them in London on Thursday night. So that is a big deal. I've never met the Queen.
Now, have you practiced curtsying?
Well, not yet. I figured I'd spend the whole weekend doing that.
But, you can try it on the plane, but they might kick you off.
That's right. And if we hit turbulence, I could break a leg.
Mary,
but, it's funny because in 28 years, you think you've done everything there is to do, and you've done it over and over and met the same people. But I really am excited about this trip because I've never been to a royal world premiere. And so I, really am looking forward to it.
Wow, so this is one of the big moments in your life, really.
Well, we'll see. I'll let you know. But yes, it should be. It should be extremely exciting.
Fantastic. And that's taking place tomorrow, is it?
I'm doing the interviews tomorrow, but I'm meeting the Queen and doing the whole royal red carpet thing on Thursday with the cast and with Tim Burton, the director.
Fantastic. That's great. And also, what a busy season. I mean, the Oscars are coming right up. You must just be going through dresses in your wardrobe like nobody's business.
Well, you know what? You're absolutely right. Normally, I would be kind of sweating it out at this point and, trying to figure out what I'm going to wear and, dreading the whole process and cringing because I'm leaving town. I don't have to worry about it now because we're doing something different this year. I am actually letting viewers vote for my gown. We are posting three photos and video online of three fabulous gowns that I have we've whittled it down from 45 to 3. Each one is gorgeous. There's an orange one, an aqua one, a blue one, and really watch the show tonight because you'll see them. And you can vote online for what I'm going to wear at the Oscars.
Fantastic. And you're introducing those dresses tonight on the show?
Yes, we are.
Excellent. Well, try to get a clip of that on for sure. Absolutely.
I was just going to say, there's even a Canadian designer of one of them, Ramona Cabeza, I have worn before and love her dresses. She's a terrific designer.
Fantastic. And who designed the other two?
And the other two are Alberto Macaulay and Rose Taft.
Fantastic. Well, I will have to take a peek tonight.
Yeah,
and
we have that. We've got all kinds of things going on. I mean, with the big Tiger Woods announcement today, and of course, we'll have that covered. And I don't know if The Bachelor is a big show up in Canada.
Absolutely.
Okay, so you're well aware of Rosalind, who got kicked off for an inappropriate, quote-unquote, relationship with somebody on the staff. Well, she's coming back on Monday, and we have an exclusive interview with her.
Excellent.
We were on the set with her when they taped that, so that should be really interesting.
Fantastic. And now, who can still make you feel starstruck? I mean, you have interviewed everybody in the world, let's face it, but I mean, do you ever get jitters?
You know, it's not so much jitters as a sense of excitement that it's new, there's something different going on. Just 2 weeks ago, I was in the recording studio when they re-recorded We Are the World and, was surrounded by everybody from Kanye West to Natalie Cole to Pink and Harry Connick Jr., you name it, they were there. So it was really a thrill to be in the midst of all of that happening because not only was it, all the biggest stars in the music business, but it was also a very emotional thing, and it was historic.
Yes, you're part of history.
Yeah.
Wow.
That was pretty great.
And does anybody who's coming up in the Oscars, anybody you're particularly looking forward to speaking with?
Oh, I know pretty much everybody feels this way, but Sandra Bullock, I'm so thrilled that she is nominated. I do think she's going to win, and I don't think there's anybody more deserving or nicer. I mean, she's just, she's a love of a gal, and, there's that real down-to-earth side of her that's so appealing, self-deprecating sense of humor, but she is so thrilled that people have recognized her dramatic talent, and she's not just the queen of romantic comedies anymore.
Yeah, that's great. It really is. Gets to showcase her real talent. That's fabulous.
Yeah.
Now, the after parties at the Oscars, are they really work or are fun for the stars, or are they really working? Are they working the rooms?
Oh, no, they are fun. Look, you go to the Governor's Ball, and you can just see everybody let their guard down. They're hanging out with each other. It is ultra glamorous and gorgeous, but they're cracking jokes. It's, you know, by then, you can, whether you've won or you've lost, it's relaxing. And then you go on to the other parties, because it is kind of one of those things where you need to go. If your studio is throwing a party, you need to make an appearance at that too, and it's usually fun, especially if you're holding gold in your hand. And then the Vanity Fair party is always the one that's most exclusive, is really great to be a part of, and I've been able to go to that one for years. So it's always fun to see people there too. I mean, literally just so, it's kickback, relaxing, and fun.
That's excellent.
And sometimes outrageous.
What's the most outrageous moment you've seen?
Oh, my gosh.
One that you can tell me about.
You know, I remember meeting Ellen's, first lady love, Anne H., and her just before they came out. And, you know, it was an eye-opener. And that was when it was literally just before they came out. So that was fun. I will never forget that.
And why was that so special?
Because I have always been a fan of Ellen's, and she made a point of introducing me to Anne, and at that time, and by the way, I've spent time around her and Portia, and she's just great. I've always wanted her to be happy, and clearly, that was the first time that anybody really knew, and she was very happy.
Well, that's great. And she does look very happy now, doesn't she?
Yeah, she does.
Fantastic. Now, speaking of couples, in your rounds and doing your interviews, is there any couple that strikes you as a really great couple that has really great chemistry? I mean, it's hard to make a relationship work in Hollywood, and we've seen a lot of them crash and burn. But who do you think is a really great Hollywood couple?
Hands down, Tom Hanks and Rita Wilson are the most phenomenal couple, both being actors, and that's where it's so tough. Because they're both actors, but they are so devoted to each other, and they've been married for, oh my gosh, what, I don't know when they got married, but it's got to be at least 20 years, and love being around them. They're great people, and they are still so loving with one another. It's wonderful to see.
Fantastic. What's been your most difficult interview? I know I sometimes get those one-word answer interviews that drive me crazy, but what's been the most challenging interview, shall we say, for yourself personally?
It's always tough when you talk to somebody after there's been some big scandal in their life. But I will say that my all-time worst interview was Richard Pryor in his, way back when I started ET, actually just before that. And he was obnoxious, he was rude, he was hateful, and then cut to nearly 20 years later, and he was suffering from MS, and you know what, he became the most wonderful person to talk to, because I ended up telling him that when people say, who's your worst interview ever, I had to say, Richard, you have been that person. Why, what'd I do? And I told him that, and he started to cry, and he apologized. And from then until he died, we would talk, we would visit. I brought him emails and letters of fans who were just trying to be supportive and telling him how much he had impacted their lives in a great way. And so he went from being the absolute worst to the best.
Wow, amazing. Mary, you strike me as a person who has a conversation with someone rather than just as a Q&A. Has that been the secret to your success as a great entertainment interviewer?
Oh, good question, Gloria. I think, yes, for me it is a conversation. And, I do my homework. I remind myself of the bios and, of course, either read the book or see the movie that they've done, so I know what I'm talking about and what they're talking about. But then, and we have, we have a series of questions that I've looked at, but I put my notes all away and then just sit down and do the interview as a conversation. So sometimes we hit on the pre-planned or written questions, and sometimes we don't even get close.
Mm. I know when you do your homework, it's a good thing, and it does make you very relaxed. And a lot of the time, people even ask me, what's it like to talk to the stars? But I always say to them, they're just people. I mean, do you find that too? I mean, it really, you lose the starstruck thing.
Yeah, absolutely. But by the same, by the same note, I think it has changed because I think there's more demand, and there are ever-present eyes with our little video cameras and our, photo cameras and everything else that people have electronically to spy on stars. So it changes it a little bit. I think people are more guarded than they used to be.
Mm.
So that, that doesn't make the job as much fun. But the good news is I've been there for so long that generally I tend to know the stars better and have interviewed them in some cases many other times. So there's a comfort level and I think a trust level that's different there.
Yeah, absolutely. And do you think anything with the new communication like Twitter and Facebook and all the online stuff, has that changed anything else for you? And has it done anything positive, do you think, for entertainment reporting?
Well, it certainly is interesting when, for example, I use Twitter. I go out and tweet after big interviews, and in fact, I am I'm doing this Johnny Depp and the cast of Alice in Wonderland series of interviews tomorrow morning, and I'm excited because Monday I'm flying off to London to meet the Queen and go to the royal premiere on Thursday night. So that's something that I personally would tweet about. What I think the internet has done for our business is make it more difficult. It's harder work because people have to follow the rumors that are out there all the time, and we have to chase them down, get to the bottom of it, find out if it's true or not. And sometimes that can be very demanding when a story is changing every hour.
Absolutely. We just went through that here. We just had a rumor that one of our great Canadian music artists, Gordon Lightfoot, had died. And we chased.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, we chased it for about an hour. Finally, he called in because he's good friends with us. And he says, just heard my songs in heavy rotation, but I'm still alive.
That's good. That is good when you hear from the person himself or herself. Yes, we've had that happen several times, too. And you're right. It's just you have to get to the bottom of it. You have to find out. So I'm glad to hear Gordon is fine.
Good. Well, I'll tell him you're glad. Now, you're going to meet the Queen. Are you going to have any questions for her?
Well, this is not an interview situation. This is, the royal red carpet and at the world premiere. So it's, I guess you don't speak to the Queen unless she speaks to you first.
Yeah, I think that's the protocol.
Yeah. So, I don't want to step on anybody's toes, literally or figuratively.
Very good. Well, that just sounds like a great event. And now, what have you noticed for the fashion trends this year over the awards season from the Grammys to the SAG Awards? What's the hot fashion trend, do you think?
Well, one-shoulder dresses seem to be very, very popular this year. But, in fact, when I was looking at my own collection of gowns to choose from, there were a lot of one-shoulder dresses, and they're beautiful. I happen to love that look. But, bright colors and elegance, and especially at the Academy Awards, people want to look their very best, even if they've already been to 16 award shows in black tie. They still want to look their very best at the Academy Awards, and it still is the most glamorous night of all.
Absolutely. I've often wondered, is it hard to eat on occasions when you're so dressed up?
Yes. Yes. It, in fact, you can't let down and worry about spilling anything until the after parties, of course. So during the award show, we're all starving. And then cut to the governor's ball, and man, the food from Wolfgang Puck is sensational. And then the other after parties, they wine and dine you, and it's really great. And then nobody really worries about it.
That's great. Oh, excellent. Now, Mary, you've been in the business a long time. How did you first get started? Was this your career of choice, or did you start at some other point?
I had done radio and TV in South Dakota and Iowa and Oklahoma City, so it really was my career of choice, but I started out as a high school English teacher in South Dakota.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. And any regrets, or have you loved it?
No, I've loved it. But there were many years when I thought, nah, this is not really what I want to do in show business. I'm not sure I'm going to stay. And then, they'd run another contract by me, and somehow I signed it. And then I got married and I had my son 18 years ago, and I just kept signing on the dotted line, and you know, it's just been great. But these 28 years have moved so quickly. I really look at it and think it can't possibly be, and yet it has.
Wow, it's amazing. And you're still so busy. How do you keep in shape? What's just some few personal things you do to keep yourself feeling good, looking good?
You know what? I'm on the treadmill a lot. I put a lot of miles in each week because I really thrive on that, so the exercise is important. But I love to ski. So I'm very much an outdoors person, and you know, if I can be out hiking, skiing in the wintertime, just generally outdoors, I'm very happy, and I think that makes a huge difference.
Fantastic. Well, come on up to Canada. We got lots of snow for you.
You're kidding. I love it up there. Yes, love it, love it. I've spent time in Montreal, Toronto, and Vancouver, and you guys have a magnificent country.
Well, thank you. Now, we need a little more snow in Vancouver, so say a little prayer for that one.
I know. I'm just glad nobody got seriously hurt in the women's downhill.
Absolutely, for sure. Mary, wonderful talking to you. You do such a fabulous professional job. Thank you for making all of us in the entertainment industry look good.
Oh, Gloria, it is a pleasure to talk to you, so thank you.
All right. Oh, Mary, could you do a station ID for us before you go?
Sure.
Okay.
Sure.
So it's, hi, I'm Mary Hart, and you're listening to Canada's number one, oh, no, sorry, Toronto's number one all-news radio station, 680 News.
Okay, Toronto's number one
all-news radio station, 680 News. And if you can say Mary Hart from Entertainment Tonight, that would be great.
Yeah, radio station 680?
That's right, 680 News.
680 News. Okay.
And I'm rolling anytime.
Okay. Hi, everybody. This is Mary Hart from Entertainment Tonight, and you are listening to Toronto's number one all-news radio station, 680 News.
Perfect. Can I get you to do it just one more time for safety?
Sure. Hi, everybody. This is Mary Hart from Entertainment Tonight, and you are listening to Toronto's number one all-news radio station, 680 News.
Beautiful. Thanks, Mary. You have a great day, and have a great time with the Queen.
Okay, thank you, Gloria.
Thanks for
calling
in.
Care.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
You bet.